get some picnic baskets, hey, boo-boo?
Every 6 months, there is a calling. There is a message, an invitation to drastically change your life, to pivot your direction, to alter your trajectory. Every 6 months, apparently, according to something. And yet, it's only a calling. It's only an asking. It's only an invitation. The real question is, do you answer that call? Do you accept the mission before you? I'm Bradley Schrobeno. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. I am here every single week. What am I doing? I am practicing. What am I doing? Am I practicing to be perfect? No, because the practice is perfect. Every 6 months, can you imagine? Can you think of a time that there has been a calling for you to alter your path, to change your trajectory, to put it in simple terms, to change your life, maybe to improve your life? I don't think the callings come so much for make your life worse. I suppose those are there. Maybe we answer those more quickly. I think that these callings, I heard this yesterday, by the way, I was fascinated by it, and I looked it up some more. And the idea that we are able, we are invited to make this change every 6 months. You know, there are fascinating statistics, there are fascinating scientific studies about things like how often our skin basically replenishes and becomes new, and it changes completely. Like, it's like it regenerates, right? We don't see it, or we don't feel it, it's like watching grass grow, I suppose. But you know, when you do this, speaking of grass growing, they do a time lapse of grass growing, and you can't believe that this all happens in a matter of, you know, days or weeks. And yet when they speed it up to mere seconds, like, oh, so that's how grass grows. So think about that with our skin or our bones, our cells in our body. And if these are all changing all the time, are we changing? Does that mean we as people are changing? And I think the answer comes in that initial proposal. Do we have the opportunity to change, apparently twice a year, according to these numbers? And if you're going to quote me where the numbers come from, I don't know where they came from. I heard it yesterday. But take the numbers aside for a moment. What if it were just once a year? How many times then can you pivot? Can you change your life on an annual basis then? And are you answering the call? Are you hearing the call? Do you recognize the invitation? Is it something that you're looking out for or listening to or listening for? Are your ears open, your eyes open? Is your heart open to potentially answer this call of a change in your life? I like this because I also, according to Human Design and my pal Nicolene, and there's an element there, it's called waiting for the invitation. And it doesn't only mean just sitting around and waiting for someone to invite you to the party. It's also an element of being open, being ready for that invitation. And it's sort of like when the student is ready, the teacher will show. I think it's similar to that. So when these opportunities come, when these possible changes arise in your world, I think back to frequency and how back to the radio dial, and if it's on 94.7, but the message is coming in at 95.3, you might not get it. You might not get that message. You might not get that invitation. And so that message arrived. And maybe there is one at 94.7 that you heard, but you declined it, or you don't want that one. And you are then going to decline it. And that's fine. The idea here is that the opportunities are there. Just last night, I went to visit a different Toastmasters club in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam. It's a very popular one. It's called Fusion. and it's known to be high quality speakers and members, and it really was. It was awesome. And I did a table topics. I actually won. That was kind of fun. I'll share the link down below. It was a good one. And yet I met several people last night. Some people I had kind of known them. Other people I didn't know at all. So I met some new people. So might one or more of those people I met last night be part of or the entire invitation for change, for altering my path, for something new coming up in my world or their world? Maybe our frequencies overlapped last night and we are going to be part of something going forward. And how am I going to know this? I'm going to know if I follow through. So with some of the people, like I have a very particular example, a woman there invited me to an event in May, and now the ball is in my court. She invited me to this thing. I can choose, this is actually perfect. I didn't even think of this. This is how Thursday Thunder works for me as well. I hit record. I usually have a topic, maybe not. And I will see what happens. And look what just happened. The frequency of the topic resonated with an action that happened last night. So here I am walking the talk. I'm talking about getting an invitation, being open for it, being in or near the frequency of it. So I'm at Toastmasters, I'm with speakers. And in fact, this woman, she also does improv comedy. So she knows that about me. In fact, her invitation was related to improv comedy and related to Toastmasters. So if you want to talk about the Venn diagram of Toastmasters and improv comedy, this is it. And this is the invitation she was offering me, which is super cool. And so the question is, do I take action on it? If I had this invitation, if I had this call to action, will I accept this mission? Will I choose to listen to the message, listen to the conversation, and do this thing? And that's the question you have. So back to the original premise of every 6 months, there is an opportunity. Remember, it's like voluntary, right? It's a choice you're going to make. It's not this will happen to you, although I suppose that could be part of it. You know, maybe there is something. We were also talking last night about how, do you wait for the bad thing to happen to then take action? For me, my father passed away in 2015. In 2016, I finally became a writer. I moved my family to Europe and I closed my company in the States. That was it. It took one bad, sad, mad action to make me take action. Okay, ready for the sponsor? I just thought of this. Ready for the sponsor of this week's episode? Hi. Hey. Okay, sorry. One. O-N-E. W-O-N. One. The number one, and one like I won a game. I'm going to say it right here. I think April 13th is a Saturday. If you live in the Netherlands or nearby, and are looking for, all right, we can see if I can do this. I have 1 minute, ready? A 1 day retreat, a retreat out of your everyday, a withdrawal from your regular routine. And we are gonna create something in 1 day. And what are we gonna create? We're gonna create some clarity in your year. And the way we're gonna do that is by discovering, uncovering one word, one single word for your year, for the coming year. And I know it's April. Is it April? No, it's March. It's the third month of the year. How are those things going? How's that New Year's resolution going? Have you focused on it? Have you implemented it? Have you really embodied your word of the year? That's what we're going to do. We are going to discover, uncover, unleash, embody your word of the year. And if you think you don't have a word of the year, you do. And that will be part of the workshop as well. I'm going to help you discover it. There we go. 1 day, April 13th. It's a Saturday in the Netherlands, smack in the middle of the country. I've got 5 seconds. Sign up below. I'll make a link and I'll see you live right then. Have a great Thursday.